Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. News listeners, welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 9th of March, 2020. The best technology news has been happening over the weekend. Well, we got it for you right now, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Android users out there, you might be pretty much aware of an app called AnTuTu. You also might have noticed that app, it's gone from the Google Play Store now. Now, those of you unfamiliar with the app, well, the AnTuTu app is actually to check your phone's performance, to see really what's under the hood and it's really worth what you paid for it. As to the reason why the app has completely vanished from the Google Play Store, well, you might actually have to go back a few. Due to the crackdown on Cheetah Mobile, back in late February, Google actually removed almost all of Cheetah Mobile's apps from the Play Store. Apparently, it was because of dishonest, destructive, snooping, privacy, you kind of get the idea where this is going. And apparently the company that owns those apps also owns the AnTuTu app. Hence the reason why it's gone now. Now, of course, just because it's not in the Google Play Store doesn't mean you can't use the app, especially if you have an Oppo phone, a Vivo, or even a Huawei phone. The app is still available in their respective app stores. Time for your Monday COVID-19 news. We kind of knew this was coming, but it is official now. South by Southwest canceled. This actually happened late Friday of last week after we've already put out the Friday edition of the news show. So we're getting you caught up on it now, just in case you didn't hear it. Now granted, like we said, we knew this was coming. Apple pulled out, Netflix pulled out, Twitter pulled out, Facebook pulled out. And after Austin, where the show was going to be in Texas, they actually declared a local disaster. Pretty much after that, it was just a no-go from there. So if you were looking forward to going or already booked to go, looks like you're gonna have to be doing it next year. Hopefully by then this damn virus will be gone. And finally, well, here's a little bit better news. That is if Apple's got the parts for it. If you got an old Apple iPad tablet and the screen kind of went kapook on you, well, it looks like Apple will fix it for you. Yes, their new repair program for the iPad Air. And of course, if you have a third generation device with a screen that just, you know, just doesn't work anymore. Now, the fine print says the repair program covers the third generation iPad Airs manufactured between March 2019 and October 2019. So no other iPad models are eligible except if they were manufactured between those months. You'll have to take your tablet to an Apple authorized service provider or, of course, to an official Apple store. You also have the option, if you want to contact Apple through Apple support, and you can probably mail it in. Now, those of you saying, is it free? Yeah, it's free. Only if something's wrong with the screen. Anything else is wrong with your iPad? Yeah, that's not going to be free to repair. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, please send it our way. We would love to. BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Our website, powered by TSO Host, is located at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Max show, the big show, plus support the BTN Network, especially the news show, which relies entirely on donations from you to keep this show going. If you're not donating already, please consider doing so to help keep the news show on the air. You can do it by simply donating $5 a month. Head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions, and thank you very much for your support. Yes, you heard me mention TSO Host too, by the way. They are the ones that supply the bandwidth for the BTN Network. If you're looking for reliable web hosting, check them out today at tsohost.com. Give us a follow on Twitter too, of course, at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on, yes, I'm actually going to say this, Wednesday. Now, there will not be a Tuesday show tomorrow. I am going to be stuck in meetings all day. So, we'll be back on Wednesday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, let's get this week started right, shall we? Let's have a great Monday and a great week ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.